Please join us in praying the prayers of preparation for total consecration to Jesus Christ through Mary, according to St. Louis de Montfort. The prayers are led by Father Adam Streitenberger and may also be found on the stgabrielradio.com website in the audio archive under Marian Consecration.
Renunciation of the World, the Litany of the Holy Name. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. God, our Father in heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world. God, the Holy Spirit. Holy Trinity, one God. Jesus, Son of the living God. Jesus, Splendor of the Father. Jesus, Brightness of everlasting light. Jesus, King of glory. Jesus, Dawn of justice. Jesus, Son of the Virgin Mary. Jesus, worthy of our love. Jesus, worthy of our wonder. Jesus, mighty God. Jesus, Father of the world to come. Jesus, Prince of peace. Jesus, all-powerful. Jesus, pattern of patience. Jesus, model of obedience. Jesus, gentle and humble of heart. Jesus, lover of chastity. Jesus, lover of us all. Jesus, God of peace. Jesus, author of life. Jesus, model of goodness. Jesus, seeker of souls. Jesus, our God. Jesus, our refuge. Jesus, Father of the poor. Jesus, treasure of the faithful. Jesus, Good Shepherd. Jesus, the true light. Jesus, eternal wisdom. Jesus, infinite goodness. Jesus, our way and our life. Jesus, joy of angels. Jesus, King of patriarchs. Jesus, teacher of apostles. Jesus, master of evangelists. Jesus, courage of martyrs. Jesus, light of confessors. Jesus, purity of virgins. Jesus, crown of all saints. Lord, be merciful. Jesus, save your people from all evil, from every evil, from the snares of the devil, from your anger, from the spirit of infidelity, from everlasting death, from neglect of your Holy Spirit. By the mystery of your incarnation, by your birth, by your childhood, by your hidden life, by your public ministry, by your agony and crucifixion, by your abandonment, by your grief and sorrow, by your death and burial, by your rising to new life, by your return in glory to the Father, by your gift of the Holy Eucharist, by your joy and glory. Christ, hear us. Christ, hear us. Lord Jesus, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, hear our prayer. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lord, may we who honor the holy name of Jesus enjoy his friendship in this life and be filled with eternal joy in the kingdom where he lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Invocation of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of the faithful with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. through Christ our Lord. Amen. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to the spirit of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. From the writings of St. Louis de Montfort. Chosen soul, living image of God and redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, God wants you to be holy like Him in this life, and glorious like Him in the next. It is certain that growth in holiness is your vocation. All your thoughts, words, and actions, everything you suffer or undertake, must lead you to that end. Otherwise, you are resisting God in not doing the work for which He created you, and for which, even now, He is keeping you in being. What a marvelous transformation is possible. Dust into light, uncleanness into purity, sinfulness into holiness, creature into creator, man into God. A marvelous work. I repeat, so difficult in itself, even impossible for a mere creature to bring about. For only God can accomplish it by giving His grace abundantly and in an extraordinary manner. The very creation of the universe is not as great as an achievement as this. Renunciation of the world, closing prayers. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant. In the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries, subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit for the glory of God the Father. Amen. We fly to your patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our petitions in our necessities, but deliver us always from all dangers, O glorious and blessed Virgin. Amen.